We also have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Chayisara this week. And the Parsha, of course, begins by telling us of the death of Sarai Imenu and Avram's attempt to secure a proper burial plot. So, of course, Avram Avinu approaches Ephron Achiti in order to purchase Maras HaMachpeva. And it's incredible to see how the Torah goes into such detail regarding their exchange. You know, in general, we know that there are certain things that are part of our everyday Judaic lives, yet the Torah goes into such little detail. And then there are other things which are interesting and fascinating, yet we wonder why the Torah goes into such detail regarding them. One example is this. Avram Avinu purchases Maras HaMachpelah, and the Torah tells us the whole back and forth between Avram and Bnei Ches, between Avram and Ephron, almost like a little bit of a negotiation over the price, telling Avram Avinu, we'd love for you to buy. It's why all the detail? And of course, the answer we know. The answer is because even in these simple conversations are incredible and profound life lessons. The Torah is not simply conveying to us a story, but through the dialogue that we see happening between Avram Avinu and Ephron Achiti and Bnei Ches, there are life lessons that emerge and life lessons we need to learn. So I want to share with you an incredible insight by the Magid of Dubna. Dubna Magid, he says, this is in Perek Chof Gimel Pasek Dalet. When Avram Avinu first approaches Bnei Ches, right, the tribe of Ephron Achiti, so he says as follows, Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23, verse 4, Ger v'soshav anochi imochem. Literally, ger means a stranger. Toshav means a resident. A ger and a toshav, I am with you. Tenu liachu zaskever imochem, ve'ekbera meisim milfanai. Give me a burial plot, and I will bury my dead. I'll bury my beloved Sarah. And all the mafarshim pick up on this idea that Avraham Avinu seems to be saying two contradictory things. A ger means a stranger, someone who doesn't belong. A toshav means a resident, someone who has established a domicile, someone who's established home, someone who does belong. So why does Avraham Avinu say, ger v'soshav anochi imachem? I am a stranger and a resident with you. So Rashi HaKadosh explains on a simple level, ger me'eretz acheres, v'nesi ashavti imachem. I am a stranger that I came from a different land, but I have now become a resident amongst you in this land. I'm Avinu almost giving a little bit of an introduction. I come from a faraway place, but now I find myself, I'm a ger from a faraway place, a stranger from a strange land, but now toshav, I live here amongst you. But the Dubna Magid says something so beautiful. He says, Avram Avinu, the ger v'toshav, anochi imachem. The Mefarshim understand it, that Avram Avinu is talking about himself. But in fact, says the Dubna Magid, Avram Avinu is creating a contrast. Hatzadik hu kamo ger ba'olam hazeh. The tzadik often is like a stranger, or probably better stated, like a traveler in this world. Iker v'tachlis chayov hu ba'olam haba. The tzaddik understands that this world is temporal. This world is finite. And ultimately, again, he's just passing through. He's a ger, he's a stranger, he's a traveler. Ultimately on his destination to Olam Haba, to the world to come. As the Mishnah Avos says, Haskin atzmecha beprozdar kedei shetikanes l'tshaklin. Prepare yourself in the antechamber so you could come into the great hall. The antechamber, a reference to this world, the great hall, a reference to the world to come. Aval Rasha, but sometimes the Rasha, and over here the Rasha need not necessarily refer to somebody who's wicked or evil, but ultimately, again, someone who's not a tzaddik, someone who's not righteous. Choshev es atzmo letoshav ba'olam hazeh. He sees himself as a resident in this world. This world, olam hazeh, this is the ikker. Ve'ino ma'ala al daito, sheyitztarech pam lihi parid min achayim alei adamos. And it never dawns on him that at some point in time, everyone leaves the antechamber. So everybody leaves the traklin, the prosdar. Everybody leaves the hallway in order to go into the great hall. And says the Dubna Magid, this is what HaKadosh, this is what Avraham Avinu was telling Bnei Ches. Ger v'soshav anochi imachem. We're different. We're different. I'm a ger. I recognize that this life is temporal and finite. I recognize that I am a stranger. I recognize that I am passing through. Toshav, you think, you live a life that's reflective of the fact that you are resident of this world. Anochi imachem. I'm a ger. You're a Toshav. So it's amazing. Ger v'toshav, I'm a Ger. You're the Toshav. Anochi imachem. We're different. Our life orientations are different. I'm passing through. I'm the stranger. I'm the visitor to this world. Anochi, that's who I am. Toshav imachem. But ultimately, again, you're the Toshav. You think that you're the residence. You think that this is it. He goes on, he says, Ger v'toshav anachnu, shtei hashkafas olam. We really represent two different ideologies. Nifrodim ze mize be'emunos v'deus. At the end of the day, we're so different. We might be next door neighbors. We might live next to each other. We might, of course, get along wonderfully with each other, interact with one another. But Ger, I am the stranger. Toshav, you're the resident. Anochi imachem. We're so profoundly different. And says the Dubna Magid, Avraham Avinu was teaching us an incredible lesson. And I think it's a lesson with multiple levels. So of course, kind of on a larger level, on a more panoramic view, how do we view ourselves and our lives in this world? Do I view myself as someone who is preparing for something great? Do I live every single day recognizing that this life is but a passageway to something greater? Do I take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of me because I recognize that this world is fleeting and the decisions I make and what I do and what I live and how I live don't simply impact me in the 120 years that I have in this world? Because I am but a ger. I am but a traveler and a visitor in this world. But I'm on my way to something eternal. I'm on my way to something beautiful. I'm on my way to something that will literally reflect the decisions I make in the life style I live in this world. So on a basic level, it's not so basic, but on a profound yet basic level, how do I view my life in this world? But I think the notion of being a ger, being a stranger, of life being temporal, is not just how you view yourself in terms of olam hazeh and olam haba, this world and the next. Because the truth is, sometimes it's hard to live that way. Even though I know that life is temporal, I know this world is finite. But it's hard to live life with the conception that I'm always working towards an olam haba. I'm always working towards an afterlife. I'm always working towards a world to come. I know it to be true. I know that I'm just a ger. I'm not a toshav here. I'm not a resident. I'm just a ger. But perhaps Avraham Avinu's idea, the Dubna Magid's idea, could be applied in a different way as well. And it's how we deal with the ups and the downs in life. How we deal with the peaks and with the valleys. In times, ultimately, again, of simcha. In times of simcha, it is so important to grab on and to maximize those moments when life is beautiful, life is wonderful. Whether it's at an actual time of a milestone simcha, family simcha, your personal simcha, or just one of those days when life is beautiful, things are good, and things at least are relatively calm. Recognize in those moments, I am a ger. I'm but a visitor. I'm journeying through. I can't often hold on to those moments. Sure, you can take pictures, you can memorialize them, but I can't necessarily sustain them. So when those moments of simcha come along in life, grab them and enjoy them and maximize them, because at the end of the day, I am but a ger passing through. So many times when we have moments of simcha, we become so focused on what's wrong with the simcha. You know, Uncle Chaim didn't show up, or this one didn't come, or the food should be this, or the centerpieces should be this, or the caterer this, or this, that, or I don't like my outfit, or I should have done it. And we forget to enjoy the simcha that's in front of us. We forget to take advantage. And then you turn around and the simcha's done, because ger anochi, I'm just passing through. The moments of simcha are so fleeting and they pass by so quickly, terrifying in the blink of an eye. Grab them, maximize them, and enjoy them. When opportunities come our way in life, how many times does it happen that a beautiful life opportunity comes by? Whether it's an opportunity for spiritual growth, whether it's a career opportunity, whether it's an opportunity with my mishpacha, you fill in the blank, whatever opportunity it is. And we often make the tragic assumption that, you know what, I'll leave the opportunity for now. It'll be here later on. I'll come back to it when it's a bit more convenient. I'll come back to it when I have a bit more time. And you turn around and the opportunities of life are gone. Because when it comes to opportunities, the words of Avraham Avinu, Ger Anochi, the opportunities in life are fleeting. Our lives are fleeting. And because I'm just a visitor journeying through, when the opportunities present themselves, grab them. Because the opportunities you think that will be there later on, whatever the opportunities may be, they are often not. And even if they are there later on, they're often not the same type of opportunities. When it comes to the opportunities in life, recognize Ger Anochi. I am but a visitor. A visitor just journeying through. Grab the opportunities as they present themselves. And lastly, with the tzaras in life. We all have challenges. We all have challenges. Some of us face challenges day in and day out. Others face episodic challenges. Some of us face what appear to be insurmountable challenges. And some of us know that our challenges will pass. But it's important to know, Ger Anochi, even when we face challenges in life, the challenge will come to an end. As Shlomo HaMelech says, Gam zeh ya'avor. Ultimately, again, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Ger Anochi. Sometimes we face challenges in life and we think to ourselves, how will I ever get myself out of this? How will I ever emerge from this difficult circumstance? Ger Anochi. You'll reach your finish line. You'll reach the light at the end of the tunnel. Somehow, some way, the situation will resolve. It's true. It doesn't always resolve the way that I want it. And it doesn't always resolve how I want it or when I want it. But the truth is, life has a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of resolving situations. Ger Anochi. Even when I find myself in the midst of incredible difficulty, know that I'm just a visitor. I'm just a stranger. I'm passing through. And some way, somehow, this will come to a resolution. And so now we understand why the Torah HaKadosh goes out of its way to spend so much time telling us about this dialogue between Avraham Avinu and Bnei Ches. Because this was not simply the dialogue about buying a burial plot. This was the dialogue in life. In life, you make a choice. Are you going to be a ger or are you going to be a toshav? Avraham Avinu says, I'm the ger, you're the toshav. And life is all about inculcating within ourselves this ger identity. Number one, that when it comes to this world, don't get caught up in the things in this world that bring you down. Because in this world, I am but a ger. I am but a stranger journeying through. Focus your energies on the things that will give you eternality. And don't lose yourself in the things that are just fleeting. I'm passing through, and it's my obligation to maximize my time. In times of simchas, be a ger. Recognize that those moments of simcha are so fleeting and grab them up and maximize them. Opportunities are fleeting. Become a ger with your opportunities and recognize they won't be here when you get around to it. So no matter how inconvenient the moment may be, seize it right now. And with our tzaras that sometimes seek to overwhelm us and drown us in a pit of despair, hold on. Ger Anochi. It'll pass. You'll get through it. You'll be okay. It doesn't mean you remain unscathed, and it doesn't mean you remain unharmed, and it doesn't mean you remain unchanged. But Ger Anochi, remember that you're just a stranger passing through the tzaras as well. You'll make it through. You'll get through it. You'll get to your finish line. You'll get to the light of the end of the tunnel. Ger Anochi, the words of Avraham Avinu, which fill us with incredible chizuk, incredible inspiration, an incredible koach to this very day. Wishing everyone the good in Erev Shabbos and a meaningful and uplifting Shabbos Kodesh.